you have a lot of like, hey, that sounds good. So...
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, so you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a change.
And welcome to the inaugural cast of our new show, Collected Issues.
Collected Issues.
I was waiting on Bruce there, and he did not join me in. This is still going to be kind of the same format as we have done, but we're going to keep them a little shorter. Yep. And
one-third the length, 16 times the awesome.
That's right. So we have some awesome guests lined up for the upcoming weeks where some of our biggest fans of the break-ins get to be on a couple of podcasts and everything, which will be
nice. They get to make their own fans.
Yeah, they get to make their own fans now. It's like making your own babies almost. Wait, that's weird. How does that work?
You can make your own baby.
Meh, test tubes and stuff.
Yeah, Play-Doh.
This is our first one. Bruce and I are currently planning out, and Bruce has started drawing our book Finite.
Yep.
Five pages now? Finishing five pages?
I'm on the fifth page.
Looking really good. I think it's looking really good.
Thank you, sir.
I'm finally putting some input into some of these books with coming up with some ideas. I think we have like five or six issues plotted out now, or like rough ideas of what we want to talk about and everything. So just fine-tuning a lot of things, finitely tuning some things.
Yeah, I just need to get back to it.
Yep, but you, we also, Bruce and I, we also had quite a few changes in our life recently,
yes,
too. Starting off with, I had a daughter.
Your wife was involved a little.
Yeah. So March 28th, we had a daughter, Caitlin. She's 3 months old now. She's great. Things are interesting. Bruce and I both decided to switch jobs during the process. Not with each other. No, it's not like, hey, I'm going to work at the TV station. You can work in retail now, buddy. Bruce is now working for a different company, and I have been unemployed and now start my new job tomorrow, effectively. So it's been an interesting couple of months for us since we did the last episode of the break-ins.
I felt awful. We just had so much going on.
Right.
And like I told you, I got calls and emails from people. Like, what's going on? Where'd you guys go?
Hey, that's exciting that we at least had people asking, though.
Yeah,
so.
Three or four.
But I'll take it, you know.
Yeah. But we thought this is a good opportunity to stop the break-ins. Because, you know, just didn't feel right, a man down, and kind of our priorities have shifted a little.
Right. We're not trying. It's not a desperate need to break into comics at this point in time anymore. It's more of what can we do that we can just make our own little mark on history, and so to speak. Not like that we're going to do something groundbreaking, but just do something fun, and hopefully even just getting a local following would be nice, I think, too.
Well, you know, we're going to do what we're going to do, whether it's successful or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're going to keep reading comics and watching TV shows and enjoying movies.
Yeah, that's right.
Living life.
So, living La Vida Loca?
No.
No. Not living the normal life, not the crazy life.
Yeah.
First book, I think Bruce and I've been picking up issue by issue, and I kind of fallen behind not being employed recently, but I did finish what was pretty much the first trade, though, for Federal Bureau of Physics, which was originally known as Collider.
Which was a much better title.
But I love the name Collider, and then they had to change it due to copyright.
Yeah, reasons. What was the deal? So there was another book called Collider at some point?
It might even been the show or something like that. There's something with that had the name Collider on it.
I've never heard of it.
Neither do I, but something, there was a problem with it where they had to change it.
Yeah.
Or maybe people thought it was like...
But the first issue was called Collider.
Collider. And basically, they live in a world where physics doesn't always have to make sense. You can get like just random gravitational breakdowns,
temporal distortion,
really cool stuff, sci-fi, kind of up both
it's
of our alleys.
Isaac Newton. It's a world where Isaac Newton was wrong.
Yeah, where they said, "Hey, Isaac Newton, you don't exist. Gravity can they have specific warnings for like, oh, there's a gravity displacement in this region. You know, hold on to your money or something like that."
The fact that it's treated like it's a government agency, so it's like, hey, these are the guys who pick up the trash.
But it's also, it's somewhat political, too, because not only is it a government agency, but they're trying to privatize it now, too, and it's not trying to be a government thing. They're trying to, not privatize it, that's the wrong word, make it like a corporation, like have other people that can get their hands on it, too.
Right, you can outsource it.
Yeah, outsource, thank you. And it was, it's an interesting book because there's a mystery involved with the main character, with his dad who was, around when one of the first, physics breakdowns happened, I believe, right. If not mistaken.
And then his partner and what his plans were.
Yeah, because of the first couple issues. And then
his new partner.
Right. And then plus the, well, it was his grandfather, right? Like, doesn't he go to his grandfather's house and get some stuff from his dad, or was it? Wait,
well, that was his uncle.
Yeah, you're right. It was his brother. That's right. His dad's brother. We're kind of jumping all around, but it was really funny. When I first read the first couple issues, I had got to the part where his partner shoots him.
Yeah.
And then
to shoot him.
Right. And I missed an issue in between, so I'm like, wow, this book is like all over the place, and realized that I'm down an issue, you know. Another reason to go to trades as opposed to picking up individual issues, which is my route these days. But I think the artwork really fits the motif of the book with the weird psychedelic kind of imagery in sometimes.
I would agree outside of the colors. I think this book has the worst coloring.
I don't even know who's doing the coloring on it. Is it just a random...
No, it's just...
It is...
Flat colors.
Rico Renzi.
Random gradients for no reason.
Yeah.
Color selection is poor. I mean, the art could be beautiful, but it's just... I don't like the coloring in it.
Sometimes... And, you know, I've always heard Eric Larson that says 95% of books are looking good based on the colors these days. Because they can take beautiful art and make it look awful, or you can take horrible art and really save its ass. You know what I mean? You know, I think one of the big things that really speaks about Black Science, another book that we read, Dean White's coloring in it, or the paintings that he does it is...
Because it doesn't say coloring, but
yeah,
it's painting.
And it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, which he did, ironically enough, another Rick Remender. He does the coloring on Captain America with Rick Remender, too.
Okay.
So it was interesting to see John Romita's artwork colored the same way that Mateo Scalero's artwork's colored, you know. That's two completely different things. But yeah, it's amazing how much that can really destroy or improve the pencils or like the inking and everything, too.
Right.
But I think the artwork does fit.
The artist on this is amazing. I've liked him for a long time. He did a Western web comic that I was a fan of.
You like
We're
Westerns?
Talking about Robbie Rodriguez.
Is he the one who did when they... what was it when DC had that web comic thing before they shut down all their things?
Zuda
was he the one who did that first big Western that they launched? Okay, I thought
you're talking about High Noon.
Yeah. You're like, no, not that.
No, it wasn't him. Nathan Fox does the covers on this.
The covers are always really cool too.
Really big Nathan Fox fan.
Yeah. What other books has he done that you really like?
He did Haunt.
Okay.
With Joe Casey.
Yeah.
He did, what was a Dark Reign book he did with Joe Casey about Zodiac? I think it was called Dark Reign Zodiac.
Maybe. I don't know. You know Joe Casey way better than I do. I've recently started enjoying certain Joe Casey books, did not enjoy...
Nathan Fox did just some beautiful stuff.
But the covers are very striking, too, and everything.
They're well-colored.
Yes.
Much unlike the interior of the
book. Maybe they should...
Wait, flipping through it again here? I'm just mad. I want to find this colorist to punch him in the face and say... You are wasting the opportunity of a lifetime.
Right, but the story is very compelling too. I like. It's always hard to tell if the main character is a good guy or a bad guy because of some of his reactions to certain situations.
In the beginning, I mean, he's very self-centered.
Right.
I mean, it's a black and white situation. It's like this guy's lazy.
Right.
And self-involved. And then things change in his life, and they push him in certain directions.
Right.
Also, who's the fellow with the glasses in this?
His, like, director?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy is, like, in the first issue, you're like, yep, hate this guy, and then later on, you're like, oh, he's all
right. Oh, he's out for his bet. He really is trying to look out for him, you know what I mean? And, of course, we're not giving the name of the characters because we can't think of them at this point in time.
Yeah, and then the books don't just say, and this guy's name's Pete.
Right.
He likes lollipops.
It reminds me a lot of...
did you follow this to the end? Like, did you know how it ends?
I think I actually... I'm missing that very last issue. Oh, no, I have not seen that yet.
Yeah. In the end, they kind of go off on their own and do something.
You can go ahead.
Like, revenge.
Revenge?
Yeah.
Revenge for...
Did you read the part up where the new girl agent, his new partner...
Yeah.
Kind of gets like kidnapped and forced to help these people.
Yeah.
Okay, so she goes back with.
That's right. I do remember that part. Yeah.
So I mean, they trap these people in like an endless loop, a temporal loop.
Yeah, they keep being, and then they go back through it, everything like that. Yeah, there's some jacked up stuff in it too, and it's hard. I don't want to say I don't like the characters, but like they're
not likable. But intentionally, they're not good people.
Right, but you want to see what's going to happen next, too, I feel like.
I'm interested in the situations more than I am the characters. I think it's proven by the fact I don't know any of their names.
Right, good point.
I've read, what, 6 issues?
Right, 7?
Read the trade, and can't remember any of the characters' names.
I feel like, why do I keep wanting to say
but that? I want to know what happens next.
You want to see how these situations play out.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of a... even crazier version of Fringe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of.
Minus the parallel universes, but they haven't really touched that yet.
And the romantic type of...
Right.
Yeah.
But Fringe was a good...
I loved Fringe.
I only watched, I think, half of the second season. But I love the thing that really gets me is if I like a first season of a show so much, and then the second season starts off in such a weird way, you're like... That's not what captivated me initially.
But Fringe, every season they changed the focus of the show.
Right.
Like the show kept...
I know one of the seasons completely takes place on like an Earth 3 or something like that. Like a lot of it takes place on a parallel.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah. But it reminded me of how much I... Like the way I love the first season of Fringe reminded me of how I love the first season of Heroes. Where you wanted to know what happened then. And then... The way it shifted tonally is so much...
Do you
much
have any interest in The Return of Heroes?
Yes, I do.
I
wish it was 5 years ago. You know what I mean? Yeah. I really wish it was that long ago. And now they're talking about it's not even, like, going to be a continuation. It could just be, like, I don't know. Like, I've heard some weird rumor. I mean, it's all rumor-based, but there's possibility that it could just be alternative takes of how the first season or two was or something like that
as
well.
That's weird.
I don't know why they would do that. I think they should continue the show. And,
yeah, just pick it up.
But I think it's only going to be like 13 episodes or something like that, right?
Yeah, like they're treating it like a...
Finale.
A maxi series or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
Yeah. Or mini... It's not a mini series anymore.
But, I mean, FPP, it's one of the books I've actually missed with not picking up things as of recently. But like I said, Trey waiting now is like kind of a thing because I've been you just can only keep so many boxes of comics in your house and you're just like...
It's just the way of the world.
Yeah, I know. So
I've got something like 16 long boxes upstairs in our guest room closet.
Right.
And my wife's like, well, where can we move these? I'm like, nowhere.
Yeah. They can't go anywhere. It's like I can get a store and lock.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
And then we have to pay
for it. She's like, well, can we move them out of the basement? And I'm like, no. Our basement's flooded twice.
Yeah, that'd be a bad thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the
and
nature
of
the...
And I can't sell them.
Right.
No one's going to want to buy 16 long boxes of comics collected somewhere from the late 80s to mid-2000s.
I think, honestly, if you took them to a show, you probably have a better chance of selling them, but somebody would give you an insanely low ball number for it,
like
too.
$10 a long box?
Yeah, I know. And you probably have stuff that's way more valuable than that.
I just have to go through it.
I know. So maybe that's a separate time for another thing where I can help you catalog what's important and what's not.
What's actually worth anything?
Yeah, and we'll kind of go from there. And never know. I can get you to a place and maybe you can get a lot of trade paperbacks for free. So you never know.
Would be nice.
But FVP, I definitely recommend giving it a look. It's definitely not your typical comic book, but it's a fun science fiction comic book.
And I stress, it's not perfect.
Right.
Can't remember the characters' names.
I keep thinking Omar was the main character's name. Is that right?
I don't know. But you can't remember the characters' names. Don't know if they're good or bad. Just curious about the events going on.
Yeah, and it's cool to see how they show...
So Rosa is his female partner at the end.
Yeah.
And Adam.
Adam?
Adam. Adam is our main character. And that's all I got.
I just want to know what happens with his dad too, like where like all that ties in together with some of the other thing events that happen. Who's the group, like where's this special interest group that's trying to publicize, you know?
Oh, yeah, and what's the villain's name? Like John Long Shadow or something like
that? Yeah, I know. Something that would have been in like an 80s film so bad, you know what I mean? It's great.
Maybe I'm just getting too old for books like this, but if it was if it had a definitive end, if they're like, yeah, you know, we're going to, it's 20, 25 issues or, you know, something like that,
right,
I'd be more excited because I want to know how it ends, but I've been burned so many times.
You feel like this, they're just going to keep stretching it out and it's just going to randomly drop off of the place.
Yeah, one day it's going to get canceled.
Yeah.
One day the orders are going to drop below the point where it justifies the artist and writer working on it. And the book's just going to end. And we're not going to get
a satisfying answer
to all these questions. Everything me and you are interested in is a mystery.
Right.
Mysteries are only interesting
if they're being printed.
Well, if there's a solution.
Oh, that's true too.
If this never ends, if we don't get solutions on any of this stuff, I'm not going to keep buying it.
How many people you think wait around like thinking, like, I need to see this ending, and they stretch it out forever?
I know a lot of people who wait until TV shows are over before they watch it.
Right. I don't know. I don't watch live TV anymore. Like, I don't sit around and, like, I was big into Supernatural, and I caught up through all the seasons, like, that were just out, and I started watching Live Now, and I watched most of season 8, but I tried to junk it up into like 5 or 6 episodes so I can watch it at a time and then keep it up. I didn't even watch any of the last season, and it's going to probably be on Netflix in the next month, you know what I mean? After the DVD or the box set comes out. So it's like, well, I could free up some DVR space and just delete them all right now, and I'll be able to watch it here in the next month or something. So I like waiting, and I like to know there's a definitive end. Like, I want to see that I want to see the season, the beginning of the season. I want to see the end of the season.
It pay off.
Yep, exactly. I need my money shot.
The big thing keeping me from getting behind this book is I don't know if there's ever going to be payoff.
Right. You have a lot of like, hey, that sounds good. So your Vertigo title, which means you have lower standards than your normal...
Not standard. Lower sales goals.
That's what I meant. There's a standard. Yeah, exactly.
When
there's
you say standards, it's like, oh, the writing and
art. Oh, no, that's not what I meant by any means. But where's that cutoff? Because even Fables is ending. Unwritten's ending. You know, there's a lot of these books that are popular that have to end because, one, the writer's probably either getting bored because Fables has gone on for, what, 150 issues now or something?
A little too long.
Yeah, exactly. And do you wear out an audience, or do you keep them captivated at that point in time, you know?
Right.
So I'd rather see short, really fun stories, and that's why I think the independent market's been a lot better recently than thing. So, but we're going to go ahead and wrap up session one.
Yeah.
Session one of...
We are clever.
Yeah, we are so clever.
Yep.
Collected issues, and we'll be back next week with a special guest. Until next time, kiddos.